Yeah, 2A, we've got all our place winners accomplished there.
So in Class 2A right now, it's Dubuque Wallert. Going to go ahead and probably declare them as the champions. They are 12 points ahead of Dubuque Wallert. And then New Hampton is in second with 76. South Tama third, 69. Ballard fourth. And Centerville is in sixth.
All right, we got Joey Mitchell going to take the mat here at 182 pounds. He's on mat number five. Going to be taking on the Cedar Rapids Prairie kid, Derek Horak. So Horak versus Mitchell. Fifth place points up for grabs here in Class 3A, 182 pounds. Live on your radio on 96.7 here. It is the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and it's Horak from Cedar Rapids Prairie against Mitchell, and it's Horak coming off the whistle in on a single leg against Mitchell. Mitchell with a good whizzer, trying to whizzer his way out of it. He stretches out Horak here at the center of the mat, tries to put in a reach behind and does get a reach behind and see if he can get around, get behind, and he does. He gets the two-point takedown. So it is 2 points for Joey Mitchell here in the first period against Horak from Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Horak took a little bit of a bad shot there, and it was Joey Mitchell able to take advantage and get the 2 points.
Yeah, it's a good start. You know, when last time he got caught and got taken down, it's a momentum changer. And I'm glad to see his offense regained here.
All right, we'll start the second period here with the wrestlers on their feet. And a 2-0 advantage for Joey Mitchell against Derek Horak from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Horak backing up now.
Horak's got that two-piece singlet, the shorts and shirt.
Are they attached in any way, Kevin Cochran, or is it just tucked into a waistband?
Just tucked in.
Don't know if I like that or not. It is definitely a break from tradition, but that's how you work out, I guess. So very seldom do you work out in a singlet. It's usually a T-shirt and a shorts. Right now, it's a single-leg shot in here for Joey Mitchell. Horak sprawls and gets Mitchell's head down on the ground, and we get a stalemate. We are in the second period with a 2-0 lead for Joey Mitchell over Derek Horak, trying to get fifth place points for your Ottumwa Bulldogs here on 96.7 at the 2018 Class 3A medal match. There's a stall call against Horak. It was a good shot in there by Mitchell. And now Mitchell's in on an ankle pick. He's in on an ankle pick. Horak reaches over behind, grabs the ankle across the back of Joey Mitchell. Joey Mitchell trying to come out the back, but Horak hanging on to the ankle over the back. And now Horak tries to step over and get his own takedown. He's got Joey Mitchell stretched out, and he's going to get the takedown. Horak is not getting behind him, and it's Mitchell still hanging on to a leg, but Mitchell's clear down on his stomach, and Horak trying to spin around clockwise, and we get a stalemate, and that's really good for Joey Mitchell, because there were a couple of seconds there, it looked like it was going to be a Horak takedown. Mitchell needs to set that takedown up just a little bit better against a quality opponent here from Cedar Rapids Prairie. These two wrestlers are going to be on the medal stand. One will get fifth, one will get sixth. Right now, Joey Mitchell has the 2-0 lead. There are 15 seconds left in this second period, and you'd call that a win for Joey Mitchell if he can finish this period on his feet and maintain this 2-0 lead. And there has been a stall call against his opponent, Derek Horak. That could weigh heavy as we go to the third and final period.
Right. Who had choice in the second period? Did Cedar Rapids Prairie go up? So I'm assuming if we get choice, we're going to go down.
Absolutely. And it is Horak's choice. He goes down. So Joey Mitchell will cover Horak at 182 pounds. Cedar Rapids Prairie's Derek Horak gets set. He's covered by Mitchell. Mitchell works a deep waist ride. Now Mitchell gets off the hips, puts a chicken wing in, and is running around clockwise trying to turn over Horak. Horak does a good job posting the left leg on a chicken wing put in on the right-hand side, and he wards off that pinning combination. Kevin, it looked like he was almost quick enough to get around there and get Horak turned over, but Horak, a good job pivoting and posting the opposite leg. All right, folks.
Mitchell keeps a lot of pressure on here, and, you know, he's just trying to find a way to get him turned. And all the action is going to have to be on Horak because he trails by two, a minute 20 left.
But right now, it's the head in the hole for Joey Mitchell. He's still riding on the hips, pretty conservative. But I loved it when he got out to the side and tried to run that chicken wing. Best defense is a good offense. And Joey Mitchell going to try to bring us some offense here from the top in the third period with a 2-0 lead. And now we go off the mat. And there are a minute and 7 ticks left on this third period clock. Joey Mitchell is going to try to get a 67-second ride in here on Derek Horak, keep the pressure on, and get fifth place points for his Ottumwa Bulldog team. Hey, folks, this is live wrestling on 96.7. We are at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. The placement matches have been made. These are the medal rounds. And it's fifth place points up for grabs for Joey Mitchell from Ottumwa. He enjoys a 2-0 lead, covering his Prairie opponent with 1 minute left in the match. And now we got a stall call against Mitchell. That was predictable. He wasn't off the hips, but now both wrestlers have been warned for stalling. So Mitchell needs to make sure that he keeps the pressure on, keeps the offense going, because he does not want to give up a penalty point here in the third period. The next stall call, it will be a penalty. And I think we could call Horak for stalling right now, Kevin. He's just clamming up right there. There's a stand-up by Horak finally. And crossbody ride put in there by Mitchell. Brings him back to the mat. Nice mat return. And now the crossbody ride again by Mitchell. And now Mitchell trying to work a tilt. He's a little bit out of position. And Horak trying to come out the back. And if Mitchell can keep that leg in there, he's going to be all right. But it is very, very close to being a reversal here for Horak.
Yeah, we got 17 seconds left here.
He just needs to hang on to the head and keep the leg in, but he can't do it. And there's a two-point reversal to tie this match up with only 8 seconds to go. And we are going to have sudden victory here at 182 pounds. It was a 1 minute, 52-second ride for Joey Mitchell, but he couldn't finish it out in the third period. So we'll go to sudden victory, 2-2. Next point wins, and either wrestler's called for stalling, that will end the match also.
Yeah, he just got a little too high there, I think. You know, I could have had a hard time seeing how the reversal happened. The official was right in my view, but...
Well, he got a little bit too high, and it was a sit-out attempt by Horak, and Mitchell got around behind him, and Horak was about to get out, and Mitchell threw a leg in there, but he didn't get in there deep enough. Now there's a good shot in here by Horak. Horak's in on double leg. Good sprawl by Mitchell. This is a 1 minute sudden victory period. Now an underhook by Mitchell. Mitchell gets in on a single leg. He's got his head to the inside. He needs to elevate that single leg. Good job there by Horak, reaching across the back to get a ankle, and a good job by the official calling a quick stalemate.
But he got in there on a nice shot quickly on a low single for a takedown. He doesn't have it yet, but he's got to come around and get behind him.
Oh, Joey Mitchell with the single, going to a double, gets the 2 points. Sudden victory for Joey Mitchell. The 2 point takedown gives him the win in sudden victory. Fifth place points for your Ottumwa Bulldogs. Thanks very, very much to the fine folks at Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, and Summers Car Credit bringing us that great matchup there at 182 pounds. It was Joey Mitchell with sudden victory. The takedown, nice single to double there. Good counterclockwise rotation around, and he gets his head around, gets behind, and gets control of his Cedar Rapids Prairie opponent, Derek Horak, and gets the win for the Bulldogs. That was a good match. Fun to call.
Yeah. Joey wrestled a good tournament. Ran into a buzzsaw there with Shapiro of West Des Moines Valley in the semis. I thought he wrestled a tough match here in the consolation semis. But what a good way to end your career.
Got a good one going down here for you, too. It's Drake Leak from Norwalk trailing Valley West Des Moines' Beau Lombardi by the score of 4-3. That is second period action, and there's a minute left in the second period. So we'll leave it right here with you folks on 96.7 at the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth with this Norwalk wrestler. I want to thank all those fine folks from Norwalk tuning in here on 96.7 and all around the world on the World Wide Web, www.kiicradio.com. We got a collar tie going on. The wrestlers are on their feet here in the second period. 4-3 the score. Lombardi from Valley West Des Moines leading Leak from Norwalk. 4-3. And now we've got a collar tie. Once again, wrestlers on their feet. These are 220-pound competitors. Leak from Norwalk has 38 wins against 4 losses on his senior campaign. The junior from Valley West Des Moines, Beau Lombardi, 36 wins versus 10 losses.
Hey, Joe, I'm down here in the tunnel with Joey Mitchell here on the GMP Insurance wireless mic. Russ Oker on KIIC Radio. Joey, a tough match there for fifth place. You came out on top. It looked like once you got into overtime, you just weren't going to be denied.
In that spot last year for the seventh place match, we went into overtime. Always nice to go out on a win, especially in the season, but to end your career with a win, can't ask for anything better.
I know you made the folks at Atumbo very proud. That match was a tough match, but you got the takedown first, just about was able to ride him out. Talk to me about his reversal and what was going through your mind when you just couldn't quite ride him out.
I got out of position. He's a good kid. He's going to capitalize off of it. He did, and got in trouble. Took it into overtime.
Hey, Russ, that's a senior you're interviewing there. Ask him what's next for Joey Mitchell in his career.
Okay, we've got the guys in the booth want to know what's next for Joey Mitchell in his career. Your senior year, you go out a winner, a fifth place finish. What's next?
Still got to finish high school. Sadly, I got to go back to school. Definitely in my future, I'm coming back coaching wrestling. I love it. I mean, you can't get this kind of atmosphere anywhere else.
What has wrestling meant to you?
Oh, I don't know where I'd be without wrestling. Done it since I was 5. It made my life completely different. It made me into the man I am today. Without it, I don't want to know where I'd be.
All right, man, congratulations, Joey Mitchell. Thanks for taking time out to visit with us. Senior Atumwa finishes with a win, guys. Fifth place finish for Joey Mitchell. A big overtime win. Back to you.
Oh, that was a great interview there, Russ, on that Morton Buildings tunnel, Mike. What a great answer. What's next? Sadly, I have to go back to school. And who doesn't get senioritis in February of your senior year of high school? I mean, it's starting to become spring. We're going to have a day like today. It's going to approach 50 degrees. And it's the weekend, and who that's a senior in high school in February, March, doesn't get senioritis and sadly have to go back to school? That's
Well, as a great answer. As a teacher, I can tell you the majority of those students already have senioritis.
They didn't wait until the
creepings of spring. Some of them started their senioritis when they were a sophomore.
Well, I just thought that was a great answer. Hey, Leek ties this thing up at 3A, 220 pounds, and we are going to go to Sudden Victory 4-4. So a good match for you here. Norwalk's Drake Leek against Valley West Des Moines' Bo Lombardi on their feet in a Sudden Victory period. And there is Norwalk in on a single. Good job on the counter there. And a double leg takedown for Drake Leek from Norwalk. So Norwalk in Sudden Victory. He was down by the score 4-3, tied it up in the third, and gets past Valley West Des Moines' Bo Lombardi. So fifth place points for Drake Leek for Norwalk. Another Sudden Victory match here in Class 3A from the heavyweights. Hey, we're going to roll right into Class 1A, and folks, we've got some 1A place matches coming for you. We're going to have Nicholas Martin. Bryce Shahaw from Mount Air is going to be a 106-pounder trying to advance. We got Mason Dye. He's on the mat right now. This is a third-place medal match for Mason Dye. And Mason Dye, in the first period, gets through with a couple of takedowns and gives up a escape to Bo Klingensmith from Woodbury Central Mobile. Score now 4-1 going to the second period. Class 1A third-place match. It's Mason Dye from Sigourney, Kyoto on the mat. Mount number one. Start the second period on our feet. Dye has been a takedown machine here today. He's got his Woodbury Central opponent in a collar tie. Little shuck by duck under attempt there by Mason Dye. Dye for Sigourney Kyoto leads this one by the score 4-1. Want to thank Copeland Auto Body for bringing this period to you here. It is Mason Dye. And now Klingensmith gets an outside cradle on Mason Dye. Mason Dye trying to roll through it, but it's a two-point takedown. Makes the score 4-3. And Mason Dye in a little bit of danger here on the outside cradle by Klingensmith. Klingensmith working that outside cradle, and he's going to get Dye turned over. And he is. He's getting back points. Mason Dye goes from ahead 4-1 to now he is going to be trailing this match. It is a two-point near fall, but they're counting right now, so it's going to be a three-point near fall. And Mason Dye in danger of getting pinned here. Kevin Cochran, it is tight, tight, tight for Mason Dye, and he's trying to kick out of this cradle, but he can't quite get it because his opponent, Klingensmith, is across the top, and he can't get his legs together to kick out of this tight cradle, and he gets pinned.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get out of that. He had him tight and stacked up there.
That was stacked up tight, and he was across the body, so Mason Dye couldn't put his legs together. Folks, if you're in a cradle and you can get your two legs together, two legs are stronger than two hands, but one leg, you can't kick out of it, and that was what happened to Mason Dye. His opponent was across his body, so he couldn't get his legs hooked to put two legs together to kick out. And he winds up being victim of a pin, but he gets fourth place points for Sigourney Kyoto. It was a good match until that big 5-point move that turned into a pin for Klingensmith.
Yeah, but Sigourney's going to have two state place winners.
Hey, fourth place is good.
Yep.
Fourth place is good.
Good tournament for Dye.
Yeah, great tournament for Dye. Congratulations. And he'll be back. He'll be back. We got Caleb Reeves going to be coming out for Sigourney Kyoto here in just a little bit. These are the last competitors out here for you in our morning session. We'll have all the places determined except for first and second here in about 45 minutes, folks. These are the Class 1A medal matches. They're all set. They're either going to be going for 7th, 8th, for 5th and 6th, or 3rd and 4th. Right now, we've got Mount Airs, Bryce Shayhaw, going for 7th place points against Jack Ramaker from Lake Mills. Ramaker leads that one 3-0. Should have Martinsdale St. Mary's Cole Cassidy at 113 pounds be coming out against Jacob Whittinger from Nashua Plainfield. That'll be 3rd place points up for grabs. We also are going to see Brooks Meyer for 5th place points leading Brock Dietz. That's Denver over Nashua Plainfield, 10-2. And Ackley Geneva's Trey Lashbrook leads Jacob Moore from Denver. Moore from Denver leads Lashbrook from Ackley Geneva in 7th place at 113. Scoring that one is 5-2. All right. We're working our way through here these 106-pound matches. Got a few 13-pounders out there and even 120-pounder out there now. So working our way right up into the middleweights here. I want to thank Community First Credit Union for bringing us wrestling broadcasts. Also, Eastern Iowa Tire, G&P Insurance, and Crazy Metal Art. Thanks to McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, along with People's State Bank for helping us bring you this broadcast from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. That's Sinclair Tractor, your local John Deere sales, parts, and service dealer. As our area wrestlers go head-to-head to crown the ultimate champion, Sinclair Tractor would like to take this opportunity to congratulate them on a successful season. Elevate your savings at your local John Deere Sinclair Tractor store today. All right. Got a couple of great matches coming up. You set it up here for Caleb Reeves. He's going to be out here in a little while, but we're going to see Nicholas Martin here in just a little bit. Like to see Nicholas Martin try to get those fifth place points for his Moravia Mohawks team. We have four-time state qualifier, Nicholas Martin.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out if he's the second. Who was the other Moravia four-time qualifier? Was it Ewing? Or Cochran?
I wouldn't know. Who was it that gave us that statistic? That was Russ. Russ gave us that statistic. So. Russ, if you're listening, do you know who the other four-time state qualifier from Moravia was?
Yeah, Russ? Guys, that would have been Briar Cochran.
Oh, yeah, Briar Cochran. That's right.
See, I knew it had to be a Cochran or a Ewing or somebody in there. So here's the one that we're going to give you some team score updates. Because we've come to the conclusion of Class 3A and Class 2A, so congratulations to Joey Mitchell getting fifth place finish at 182 for Ottumwa. And he's the only kind of place winner we've had in 3A. Class 2A, and Matthew Lewis is going to be in the finals for Centerville at 106. Nathaniel Giovanna is going to be in the finals for Centerville at 113. Brock Beck from Grinnell places sixth at 113. Aiden Reeves will be in the finals for Albia at 120 pounds. Caden Kosrich gets third place for Centerville. Gabe Rupke has a nice state tournament to get third place at 132 pounds. PCM's Colby Toole finishes in fourth at 138. Wes Cummings finishes fourth at 160. And Lucas Rowland will be in the finals for PCM at 170. And as we've looked at team scores, we said PCM is in fifth place with 58.5. Centerville, 55, in sixth place. So they're going to try to see if they can't advance a little bit, maybe get to a fourth place finish. But the one we've kind of been talked about is Class 3A. And, Joe, here's where we're at in Class 3A. Waukee is now in the lead in 3A.
How many do they have in the finals?
135 points. They have three in the finals. Fort Dodge, in second place, 134 points. They have four in the finals. Southeast Polk, 130.5 points, but they only have one in the finals. So we have a dog race here.
Will there be any Fort Dodge versus Waukee matchups?
I will pull that up. I think I have that written down maybe right here. 3A, let's see. I've got it, 120. No. No, there is not. There is not. But I'm going to say it may be advantage for Dodge, as I think they're going to be favored in the majority of their matches. Now, so they got Brody Teske. He's going to be a four-timer. Kyle Buscoglia of Waukee should be a heavy favorite over Benman Rowe of Ankeny. But it's going to come down to the bonus points. You know, can Teske pin his opponent in the finals? Can he win by a major? Can he get a tech fall? And Buscoglia is a very aggressive wrestler, too, and he could easily win by fall as well.
Got a couple of Martinsdale St. Mary's wrestlers out on the mat right now. For third place, 113 pounds, Class 1A match. It's Cole Cassidy with a 10-5 advantage over Jacob Whittinger from Nashua Plainfield. And for fifth place points at 132 pounds, Joshua Tibbetts, a junior with a 50-3 mark, leads Kobe Hansen from Manson Northwest Webster. Scoring that one is 2-0 on that one. Also, Southern Iowa grappler going out here now, and Matt Fortz. Samuel Lewis from New London out there against Gabriel Lewis from Denver. Used to be Denver-Chipola, but Chipola's got their own team now in Class 1A, and I think they've got one place winner, Chipola, that I saw. One kid still wrestling.
Yeah.
One of the upper weights. I saw that.
Might be the finals, I think. We talked to those people last night.
I think that might be right. Lloyd gets the takedown for New London. He leads Lewis from Denver 2-0. Third place match there at Class 1A, 132 pounds. We'll bring you that match while we wait for Nicholas Martin to come out. They're off the mat, so we'll get reset back to the center of the mat. Lloyd covering Lewis here at 132 pounds for third place. New London High School's Samuel Lloyd trying to work an outside cradle on his opponent from Denver, Gabriel Lewis. He's going to get that cradle working on the outside. Good job there by Lewis, rolling right through it. Only a one count for Lloyd. And now Lloyd gets a little bit out of position and gets reversed by Lewis. So it's 2-2. Lloyd was working a cradle. Good job kicking out of it after a one count. And Lewis from Denver is now covering Lloyd, and it's a 2-2 matchup here. Third place points up for grabs in Class 1A, 132 pounds. 132 pounders are out here right now. We're working our way up into these middleweights.
Got Casey Baker, a junior from Interstate 35, over here on mat number 7 wrestling Blake Thompson from Underwood. Baker trailing that match 4-8. Going into the second period here.
I believe that's a third place medal match as well.
Yeah, it is. Third place match.
We'll keep that one with you. I'll keep an eye here on New London versus Denver. We'll keep you updated on all the Southern Iowa wrestling here on 96.7, folks. This is live wrestling coverage from the Iowa High School Championships. Final day and the final section of our medal matches. It's the Class 1A matches. Going for third, for fifth, and for seventh place points, respectively, here out on the entire floor. We got all eight mats going.
Baker trying to get a switch here at the end of the second period, and he doesn't get the points. It's going to be 8-4 start the third period.
We're going to have a 2-2 tie at 132 pounds going for third place. Samuel Lloyd from New London will come to the center of the mat with a 2-2 tie against Gabriel Lewis from Denver.
On their feet here to start the third period. Casey Baker of Interstate 35, Blake Thompson of Underwood.
Lewis from Denver gets the choice. He defers. Samuel Lloyd from New London takes down. This period being brought to you by the fine folks at Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care. Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albion, Oakwood Specialty Care provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services. That's Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care.
Right now, Baker drops down on a nice single-leg shot here, but Blake Thompson puts the hooks in, shucks him by. Baker still holding on to that far trailing leg, though, not giving up any points.
A nice job here for Samuel Lloyd from New London, trying to reverse his Denver opponent, Gabriel Lewis, and that is a two-point reversal for New London's Gabriel Lewis. He did a good job on a stand-up, and on the mat return, Lewis just kind of dropped down onto the hips and just had his hands around the hips, and Lloyd used his hip strength to get that reversal. But then Lloyd gets out of position and winds up getting reversed and put on his back by Lewis. So it is going to be a five-point move for Lewis from Denver against Lloyd from New London.
Blake Thompson hits a nice, slick little fireman's carry here and puts Casey Baker on his back. It's a five-point move right now.
Well, Gabriel Lewis gets the fall over Samuel Lloyd from New London. So 132-pound third-place points go to Denver. It's Lewis over Lloyd from New London.
Yeah, Blake Thompson's going to get the pin over Casey Baker of Interstate 35. And Blake Thompson was that nice fireman's carry and put Casey Blake on his back, or Casey Baker on his back, and got the pin there.
Isn't that something? Just simultaneously, we're watching a couple of matches on the periphery of our big Thunder Country FM broadcast footprint. But everywhere on planet Earth is inside. If you've got access to the internet, you can listen to these live broadcasts on 96.7 on the Thunderbolt app. Just it's your Google Play Store or your Apple App Store. Just look for Thunderbolt, K-I-I-C, and you can download that to your device or your laptop, your phone, and you can bring this broadcast to your car anywhere that you're traveling, as long as you've got internet coverage. We're also live on the World Wide Web at www.kiicradio.com, and this broadcast is live from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth from Wells Fargo Arena. These are the Class 1A medal matches.
Got another I-35 wrestler, Zach Wiley, down here on mat number 5. He's taking on Spencer Griffin of Emmitsburg, and Wiley's out in front in that match 2-0. That is a third-place match with 24 seconds to go in the first period.
Fifth-place points are going to go to Josh Tibbetts. It looks like he's closing out Kobe Hansen right now. Score on that one is 12-0, and Josh Tibbetts from Martinsville St. Mary's in control of Kobe Hansen from Manson Northwest Webster. Fifth place points can go to Martinsville St. Mary's in that one as the final seconds tick off the clock. Tibbetts from Martinsville St. Mary's at 132 pounds gets the third place points.
And guys, you got Nick Martin up down here on mat number 7, trailing 2-0 early.
Nick Martin, that is right. He just got taken down. They didn't call that one, but got our main man, Russ Oker, right on it. And they are just underway. Corey Van Clort from West Sioux has got the takedown on Nick Martin, but Nick Martin trying to scoot out and probably get a reversal here. Oh, no, they're going to call a stalemate instead. And we are just underway here. Just underway here, the Moravia Mohawks. Martin gets set. He's covered off the whistle. It's a stand-up try by Martin. Taken back down to the mat. Minute 15 left in this one. We're going to go through here. Down to a minute left in this first period. Nick Martin trying to bust out of there. He's got the stand-up. Working on a crossbody ride. Could be a potentially dangerous, but Martin gets loose. 2-1 the score now with 42 seconds left in the first period. Oh, a double leg shot in there. Caught. Martin napping, and Martin just gets bulldogged on a double leg. It looked like he was just getting set up there, Kevin, to try to take his own shot, Travis. Looked like he was trying to get his own shot in there, and he got surprised there. That's a fast double leg takedown. Martin now trails 4-1 here in the first period. We are on mat number 7, Nick Martin, competing here for the Moravia Mohawks. He trails 4-1 with 10 seconds left in the first period. I'm trying to bust out of there. Crossbody ride being put in there by Corey Van Oort from West Sioux. West Sioux County This kid is tough. He's a junior with a 36-3 mark. Nicholas Martin, a senior. He's on his campaign trying to get fifth place points for the Moravia Mohawks. He's got 41 wins against 10 losses, and he defers the choice to Van Ort. And Van Ort, with a couple takedowns, decides to take neutral. And the way he put on a couple of fat, I mean, both those takedowns were lightning quick. Martin got that escape, and less than a second later, Van Ort was in there on double leg. And there's a shot in there by Van Ort, sprawl by Martin. Martin a little bit ready for that one there. A little bit more ready.
Yeah, and I think he likes being in this position, but he's got in a little bit of trouble. You know, and I haven't watched Nick wrestle enough this year to fully understand his style. But sometimes you can either say, well, he's an offensive wrestler or he's a defensive wrestler. And you know what? Normally I would say Joey Mitchell was a defensive wrestler, but I've really seen a change in him up here in this tournament. And, you know, this is Nick's last match of his career. I'd really like to see him open up and score some points.
Absolutely. And it looks like I-35 Truro fan Zach Willey will advance, get third place points at 138. He is going to win that one by the score of 5-2. Also, I-35 out on the mat right now. It is, well, let's keep it right there with Nicholas Martin.
As well, Van Ort did a nice snap down go around to get the two. Now he leads by a score of 6-1, and
he's comfortable on his feet.
Well, but he gets these legs in. That's where he's comfortable, and I don't think Nick Martin's comfortable with the legs in there. And the thing is, it just eats that clock up.
That's exactly what's going on right now, and it's kind of one of those situations. Even though he's trailing by 5 points, do you think maybe Nicholas Martin, with his choice in the third period, takes up
or takes neutral?
Well, he hasn't done very well on his feet against this kid.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you might get to the point where you're gonna have to try to do a feet to back, and he may go up. We're gonna find out, because he's not having very much success trying to get out from underneath him, and that's the last thing we need to be doing is wasting time when we trail by five. Van Ort trying to get Martin turned here.
Yeah.
The thing is actually makes you look like you're working harder than what you actually are.
When you got the legs in.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right, because you can really move your arms back and forth, and all you're doing is stretching.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to go to the third and final period. It is go time for Nick Martin. He takes neutral. He needs to score off of his feet. He trails 6-1. A hip toss to back to feet. 5-point move would tie this thing up for Nick Martin. But a nice little shuck by there by his opponent. And Nick does a good job backing out of that. This Van Ort kid is pretty tough for West Sioux. There's a reason why he's up here in this fifth place medal match at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Now we've got a...
Nick got one for stalling
one
there.
One for stalling on the kid that's behind by five.
Yep. He's got to take the action here. We've got go, Nick. Good luck next year with your wrestling career at Northwestern College.
All right. Catching up on those I-35 matches, Willie is up 7-2. That's going to go final. And also Ethan Elliott leads Iowa Valley Marengo at 145 for 7th place points, 5-1. And that will go final here in just about 40 seconds. So it looks like I-35 is going to pick up some points for 7th place and 3rd place here in the Class 1A. Now here's Nick Martin trying to get a shuck by. He's on his feet. He's got a minute left exactly, trailing by 5. He's in a collar tie now, trying to work a front headlock. But he needs to get around behind, get control. And actually, his hips are so high, Kevin, that it's impossible to execute any type of a leverage throw with your hips up. You got to have your hips down. Doesn't matter where your other guy's hips are. Yours have got to be lower than his.
Yep. Otherwise, you're going to go for a ride.
Yep. And right now, this other guy, Van Ort from West Sioux, he's practically wrestling from his knees. He knows darn good and well he might give up a takedown here. But with only 30 seconds to go, he is not going to give up a feet-to-back move, and that's what Nick Martin needs. And there's a good shot in there by Van Ort, so give him the credit. I mean, he's out here wrestling. He's not stalling at all.
Well, Martin tries to kind of roll him through. He's got a front headlock in. He's going to try to do it here.
He's got to do it in the next 7 seconds.
Seconds left.
Yep. Nick Martin's going to give your sixth place points to the Moravia Mohawks. A tough, tough match for him there. Nick Martin goes down by the score 6-1 against Corey Van Ort from West Sioux County. And a great career for Nicholas Martin. It's been a ton of fun the last 4 years. Calling Nicholas Martin's matches up here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This was his 2018 version of it, and he gets the medal for the Moravia Mohawks. He'll be in the grand parade tonight representing his Class 1A school, Moravia. His little brother's going to be there in the march, too. If he wants
no.
to be, no, you got to be a place winner to be in the march.
Got to be a place winner to be in the march.
Yeah,
yep. good tournament for Nick. Good way to end his career. Yeah, that Corey Van Ort just wrestled was the number two ranked wrestler. There was a lot of upsets in that 145-pound weight class. I know Chance Throdson, the number one ranked wrestler, was done, not even on the medal stand.
All right, we're going to bring you the 160-pound seventh place match for your Central Decatur faithful, Luke Jones. He's a senior, 45-10 on his year. He's up against John Elbaugh from Denver, and score now is 3-1 as the first period progresses. First period action there on mat number 3-1. The wrestlers are in the neutral position. Jones from Central Decatur wearing the black singlet. He's got the red leg band on. He's out there against John Elbaugh from Denver. Seen a lot of Denver wrestlers here. They're having a very good Class 1A showing here at the 2018 Wrestling Championships here on 96.7 and the live stream on KIICradio.com. This is the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. Hey, if you're listening in and there's somebody that you're interested in, a match you want to hear about, text us at the Southern Iowa Technology text line at 641-799-1437. That's 641-799-1437 for the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We're going to move all the way up here to the 170-pounders to be coming out. It won't be long. We'll have Caleb Reeves out here. Right now it's Luke Jones gets taken down by John Elbaugh. So Central Decatur trails this one now 5-1. 5-1, and we're just concluding the second period here. So 5-1 the score. Central Decatur trailing Denver. These are seventh place points up for grabs here. These are the medal matches, folks. We're bringing it live to you here from Wells Fargo Arena. All the matches, the placements have been determined. The wrestlers are on the mat, respectively going for third and fourth place. Winner gets the third. Next match down, they'll be going for fifth and sixth. And then the final pairings are for the seventh and eighth place points. So all the wrestlers that we're calling here this afternoon are place winners at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Right now it's Lucas Jones for Central Decatur, trailing by the score of 7-1 as he gets reversed here in the third period. So third period reversal, and it is 7-1 now. Central Decatur trailing Denver for seventh place points at 160 pounds. That Luke Jones, he's had a good year, though. He 45 wins against 10 losses has got him on the medal stand. Eighth place is the worst he can do here. Seventh is the best. Right now, he's being bested by John Elbaugh from Denver. They go off the mat out of bounds with a minute and 22 to go. Here at 1A, 160 pounds, we are awaiting. I believe our next match is feature match is going to be Caleb Reeves. So Caleb Reeves is standout for the Sigourney Kyoto squad and had a very good outlook after he won his match this morning. He's going to be
interview that was.
That was a good interview. That was a good interview. I think he's just going to get it done. He knows that he should have been in the finals, and he's going to get it done. Very, very good performance out of Sigourney Kyoto all the way around. We saw Mason Dye stand on the medal stand. I believe he's going to get fourth place points. That's right, fourth place for Mason Dye for Sigourney Kyoto. And he's going to try to be bested by his senior teammate, Caleb Reeves, when he gets out on the mat, going for the third and fourth place medal as well. All right now it's Luke Jones trailing John Elbaugh from Denver 1-7. There are 41 seconds left on that, but it's a nice scramble situation, and Jones gets the reversal coming out of that scramble. So that's his second and third points. It's 7-3 now. With 30 seconds to go, anything can happen here at 160 pounds, Class 1A. Keep our eye on mat number two. Who's that coming out there? Just underway. Put an eyeball on that and make sure that we're not missing anybody. No, that's Belmont Clemmy. Kind of looked like the singlet for Sigourney Kyoto and did not want to miss the start of Caleb Reeves' match. So.
Right, we're also going to have Chaz Clark of Pleasantville coming up about the same time as...
Yeah, he'll also be same weight class as
Reeves.
Reeves, 220.
As they just wrestled each other.
Yep. And that wound up being a pin for Caleb Reeves.
Yep.
Caleb Reeves over Chaz Clark. Hey, want to give another shout-out to the fine folks at Pleasantville. Gave us a ride yesterday. Kyle Romanco, Pedro's boy. So he's got the roots from La Villa. Tom and Donna's grandson. Good, good folks there in La Villa, Iowa. The Romancos. They'd be cousins of Kevin Cochran.
Yep. Aunt and uncle, Don and Tom.
Very good. Very good. Great people there. And really a lot of great people here at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Want to thank them all for listening in here on 96.7 that couldn't make it here, but we're going to try to bring it to you. We'll bring it to you into your car, into your home, wherever you are on the World Wide Web at KICradio.com and on the Thunderbolt app, as well as that big classic country footprint on 96.7 on your FM dial. Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, and Travis Zappel here live in the booth. We've got Russ Oker down in the tunnel. He'll be bringing you the Morton Buildings and the GNP Insurance Matside mobile microphone when we have our Southern Iowa wrestlers complete their matches, and he catches them in the tunnel before the TV guys get to them.
Well, here's kind of a rundown and a review of Class 1A, the place winners of the local Southern Iowa wrestlers. Mason Dye, we talked about plenty, and he gets fourth place at 106 pounds. Casey Baker of I-35 also gets fourth place at 120 pounds. 138 pounds, Zach Wiley of I-35 gets third place. We just watched Nick Martin at 145. He finishes with the sixth place from Moravia. 145, seventh place, Ethan Elliott of I-35. Keaton Bain of Pekin gets seventh place at 152. Luke Jones, you were just talking about Luke Jones's match, and I was waiting for it to come to an end here. How did Luke Jones?
Luke was handled by the kid. I think he got beat 7-2. I believe that was the final on that one from Central Decatur.
From Central Decatur.
Yeah, I think he got beat 7-2.
And that would have been at 160 pounds. And so the two that we have left for Southern Iowa that we're waiting to get the results on is going to be Caleb Reeves and Chaz Clark, both at 220 pounds. And it looks like we have 95-pounders that are on the mat. So stay tuned here.
Absolutely. We're not going anywhere, folks. We're not going anywhere until the completion of this round. And then we are going to go across the street to the 2018 Bacon Festival. Joe Millage has got us fixed up with some bacon bucks and some tickets in to the Bacon Festival. You can get just about anything in the Bacon Festival. You can have a chocolate-covered bacon, bacon-covered bacon, turkey bacon. And what doesn't go better with bacon than bacon? I tried to get some bacon this morning, but they didn't put enough on my sandwich to suit me. But that's,
yeah.
You'll have that sometimes. Hey, we are live from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth at the Wells Fargo Arena. These are the Class 1A medal matches. We're waiting on Chaz Clark and Caleb Reeves to come out here, and they should be up here in just a second. We're just seconds away from those matches. Also being contested right now in third place in Class 1A, 182 pounds, Belmont Clemmy's Tucker Cruzy. He's got a big lead over Panorama Panora's Trevor Carey. That one's 10-4 in the second period. Also, third place points up for grabs in Class 1A, 170 pounds. It's Denver's Kyle Kruger trailing Missouri Valley's Nathan Haynes 4-2 in that one. And that is a third period score with just a few ticks left on the second. And now Haynes gets a reversal and makes the score 6-2. So it looks like Missouri Valley going to prevent Denver from scoring any more points here in Class 1A for the third place points, Class 1, 170 pounds.
Hey, guys, I do want to let you know I had somebody ask me if we were going to be covering Bacon Fest, if I was going to be doing any interviews, and I will not be taking the GNP wireless mic over to Bacon Fest, so we'll have no coverage there on the Bacon Fest.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I am all the way okay with not having any work to do at the Bacon Festival, even though we are an amateur, so we wouldn't know if we were working or not.
Well, that would truly define reality radio right there. And we would have to be on, like, Sirius XM in order to probably broadcast.
You know, maybe we should put something like that, take the phone over and put it on Twitter. You guys can follow us at KIC Wrestling on Twitter, but they have an Acrobat
Room.
We
could just do a live feed from Twitter.
The Acrobat Room, isn't that cool? They have these gymnasts, scantily clad gymnasts, and they have, I suppose you'd call them curtains, and they climb these curtains and they swing across this big auditorium type area, and they'll swing from one little podium to the next podium, and then when they land on that podium, they'll let go of the curtain and do a little dance, and there's a lot of music going on and people eating bacon and drinking drinks, or drinking drinks as it would be at a bacon festival.
It is a good time.
All right, something else would be a good time is when we get our Class 1A wrestlers out here from Southern Iowa, Chaz Clark from Pleasantville, and Caleb Reeves from Sigourney, Kyoto. The third place matches that are going on right now, it is a big win for Belmont Clemmie's Tucker Cruzy. He's only in the second period, and he leads by 11, 19-8. Trevor Carey from Panorama, totally outmatched in that one, 19-8. Anything can happen, but looks like that's going to be a Belmont Clemmie third-place finish. And Mat 7, we might be going to get Caleb Reeves out here on Mat 7. Let's see who we've got down there. Put my glass on it.
We've got the 7th and 8th place match for 220 out, so the next one to be called will be 5th and 6th. Well, actually, that should be Chaz Clark then, I believe.
That is Chaz Clark out there on mat
number seven.
Yep, Clark's out there on mat 7. He's competing against Monte Pudom from West Lyon. So 7th place points up for grabs.
In a nice single leg or double leg. That was like a 113-pounder. Lifted him up and took him to the mat.
And then just let him up right away. Yeah. So it's 2-1. And our own Chaz Clark from Pleasantville is leading that one. It's 2-1. Pleasantville over West Lyon for 7th place points here in Class 1A. 220 pounds. Bring that to you live here on 96.7. You're looking for that classic country sound, and you've stumbled right into the best thing that you could have here on this fine Saturday afternoon. It's Class 1A medal matches here at Wells Fargo Arena. Right now, it's Chaz
Clark.
There's
Caleb Reeves, though, walking over here to a mat. I didn't hear which one they called, but
looks like he's going to mat number two.
He stands out. As tall as he is.
Yep, he's going to mat six.
He's got that mustache going.
Absolutely. He will be competing out here on mat six. We'll keep an eye on the Pleasantville match for you. That's going to go to the wire here, it looks to me like. It's 2-1 the score there. Clark is on top of Podebaum. Pleasantville over West Lyon for 7th place points in that one.
Guys, they called Reeves on to mat number 8. Reeves will be on mat number 8.
Yep, he's out there on number 8. Getting his green leg band put on. And that's going to be easy for us to call. We're right there back-to-back, 7 and 8. We're watching Clark on 7. We're watching Reeves on 8.
Well, we talked about how good of a young man this kid is, and I just watched him right there. He puts his leg band on, and he walked over, and he shook the official's hand before this other kid even had checked in or whatever.
This is Marquise Pio, or Pano. Pano is from Chipotle. Oh, and a headlock attempt right there by Reeves, and he takes him down with a headlock, and at the edge of the mat, he's got him locked up. He's got his feet in. He's going to get a 5-point feet-to-back move here. He just went up there and bulldogged him with an Olympic headlock. Almost got a little bit out of position, but he caught the Chipotle kid napping, and he's trying to drag him back onto the mat, folks, and get a first period pin. He's got locked up tight, but he's having to drag his feet. If you can picture this, the feet of the Chipotle wrestler are off the mat. I don't mean outside the circle. I mean off the mat, onto the concrete, and the toes of Caleb Reeves are still inside the circle. The shoulders are about 2 feet off the mat. The hips of Caleb Reeves are right on the outside circle, but he's got his toes in, and now they finally call it off the mat on a 5-point move. and Tripoli was surprised there. That was Marquise Pano.
Well, it's like right when that whistle blew, Caleb Reeves knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he went right to that throw.
Yeah, he didn't try to fake him out or anything. He just went and grabbed his head, and now he's going to try to work a cradle. He's going to wind up cutting him, it looks to me like. Yeah, he cuts him. That makes the score 5-1. 5-1 here in the first period. A lot of action here. Caleb Reeves. Don't forget over there on the other mat, it's a 3-1 score now. Chaz Clark is trailing in his seventh place match. Chaz Clark leads in his seventh place match. Yep, 3-1. Clark, with this gape in the second period, leads 3-1. Oh, here's an underhook. Underhook here. And it's going to be a throw here by Caleb Reeves. And he gets the throw. And at the edge of the mat, this time he's got him inside the circle. And it's going to be a pin. Call that pin in 1 minute and 15 seconds. Two big throws for Caleb Reeves. He gets third place points for the Sigourney Kyoto Savages. That is a great pin there. I want to thank the folks at Tharp Funeral Home, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate, Copeland Auto Body. What a great job there by Caleb Reeves, bringing us a third place finish. He raises his arms to the sky and gives the crowd a wave. What a great job for Caleb Reeves. He just thumped him.
Caleb Reeves is a super phenomenal young man, you know. We've had a lot of fun watching this kid wrestle and bringing this action of his. And, it's sad to see his career come to an end with a third-place finish. I know it's not the finish that he wanted, but congratulations, Caleb Reeves. Great young man.
Great, great effort there for Caleb Reeves, and I can't wait to hear his tunnel interview. He didn't even hardly get a sweat worked up. Called in 1:15, and he had that Tripoli kid. Obviously a good wrestler. He wouldn't have been wrestling for third place at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships here at Wells Fargo Arena. But Caleb Reeves is walking off the mat, in my mind, a champion. What a great job there for that young man. And Russ, when you get Caleb, be sure to ask him, what is his future? Is he going to play football somewhere? He looks to me like he could be a tight end for SEC school with the frame that kid's packing. I wouldn't be surprised to hear us be talking about him playing football in a D1 school sometime. Great job there for Caleb Reeves. Dynamic wrestler, just walking out of the tunnel right now, and I'm sure Russ will get us that tunnel report here in just a moment. Right now, Chaz Clark gets a takedown. He's now leading by the score of 5-1 as we start the third period. Chaz Clark in there on his feet to start the third period, and a good shot by his opponent, Monte Potterbaum. But good sprawl by Chaz Clark, and he's able to turn the tables and get the takedown. Makes the score 7-1. So Chaz Clark going to roll up some seventh-place points here in Class 1A-220. And, Russ, what do you got for us down there in the tunnel?
All right, guys. I got Caleb Reeves fresh off a third-place finish. Caleb, first of all, congratulations. Great match. You look like a man on a mission out there in that match.
Well, definitely a thing for me there. I didn't get to the finals like I wanted to. It's not the way I wanted to finish out, but third's just as good. I called one of my coaches after I lost, and I came back that night, and he told me the best thing you can do is go back for third because that's your finals now. And that's the biggest thing I tried to do, is just try to finish out my high school career on a W and try to work for that.
Well, man, you did just that. When we got into the tunnel, a lot of hugs going on. Tell me who was here waiting for you.
My one of the coaches, Matt Ives, is my best friend's dad. He's been there the entire way. The kid's in my class, and he's been there since day one. And a good guy to work with. It's hard to get partners in the room that are willing to go with me. And the ones that do are really, really good, but they just don't make it as far. And Matt Ives is willing to go with me, and it's been a big push for me.
All right, what's the future hold for Caleb Reeves?
Hopefully a couple of national titles at Coe College.
All right, Caleb, congratulations. It's been a pleasure to visit with you, man. Great job today. Caleb Reeves, man on a mission today, guys. Was not going to be denied that third-place finish after being a little disappointed not to be in the finals. But what a great young man, and I'd say the future is going to be whatever he wants it to be. Back to you guys.
Hey, thanks very much, Russ Oker on the Morton Buildings mobile microphone. That is a great interview with a great young man, and he's going to wrestle for Coe College up there in Cedar Rapids, the Cohawks. That's a good deal. Hey, Chaz Clark's out here. He is competing. He's got a big lead here in the final seconds, and we do have a seventh-place win for Chaz Clark, 9-2 over Monte Potterbaum from Westline, and the only thing left out here are the big boys in Class 1A. We're just about done with this session. We have crowned all the medal winners except the champion, and that comes tonight. We will be back tonight with those championships here live on 96.7.
Yeah, we're getting ready to wrap up. I'm just sitting here watching this match on mat number one. This is the young man that beat Caleb Reeves on what we called controversial. And like I said, we can't change it. We can't argue about it, but we fully understand how Caleb feels, and we thought he should have been in the finals. But the young man that Caleb Reeves just beat this gentleman earlier that beat Reeves, and so when he was on a mission in that last match. He can say what you want, but I don't think there was anybody that was going to touch him in that last match.
No, he came in there, and he knew that he was going to go in there and throw his opponent to his back, and that is exactly what he did twice. And the second time, it was so tight that it was, boom, a pin. Not very often that you see two throws in one period, but we just saw it there in a great third-place finish for the Sigourney Kyoto Savage. That was a great effort out of Caleb Reeves. Hey, tonight, folks, we are going to be bringing you on three mats only. They'll strip this place down, take five of the mats out, and we'll be down to three mats in here. And we are going to have the Iowa High School Athletic Association Wrestling Championship here on 96.7. We will start this thing with 6 o'clock will be the grand march and the finals of all classes. So it'll probably be, what, about 6:15, 6:20 when we start wrestling tonight? After the grand march?
Yeah, somewhere there. It's hard to tell because they'll have to be in exact for TV time to get everything ready. But, you know, we're going to wrap up here. They're going to break this down. They're going to take all these mats away, bring it down to the three mats, and get ready for the big show tonight. We have 4 wrestlers that are going to be wrestling tonight. We got Matthew Lewis of Centerville, Nathaniel Giovanna of Centerville, Aiden Reeves of Albia, which is going to be just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
We are the first three matches.
106, 113, and 120. You will have a feature match that is going to feature your Southern Iowa wrestler. And we might give you an update on what's going on in the Class 1A and 3A matches during the championships, but it's going to be during a break for our champion wrestler. And I'm going to predict that Aiden Reeves gets 8 takedowns tonight.
Are you predicting a score?
No, I'm predicting he gets 8 takedowns.
I'm predicting he gets a tech fall.
If he gets a tech fall, he's going to need some near fall points if he only gets 8 takedowns.
So it's going to be fun to watch here, but we're going to bring it to you right here. We'll be back on the air at approximately 5:30. We want to thank our sponsors who brings you this, which is Sinclair Tractor Broadcast Booth, the 3 days of fun for me, Kevin Cochran,
absolutely,
Joe Sinclair and Travis Aptel.
Before we kick it back to the booth, we got to acknowledge them. We want to thank everybody at Albia Brewing Company, Albia Hy-Vee. We want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson, Jim and Charlie at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, the Friends of Albia Schools, and Goff and Nash Napa Auto Parts.
The Sheraton Vision Center, Morton Buildings, Eastern Iowa Tire, Jody McCoy Hometown Realty.
Also, Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics, our Blood Timeout sponsors. The Ammons Crew at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. Also, Centerville Produce and Motor Inn of Knoxville.
We got People State Bank, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, Copeland Auto Body, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, and Belzer Equipment.
Also, need to thank Bluff Creek Archery Specialty Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, and Community First Credit Union.
GMP Insurance, Crazy Metal Art, Sinclair Tractor, and Summers Car Credit.
Also want to thank Wirtjes Concrete, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Benton Place Apartments, Boyle & Henderson PC, and keeping the lights on in Monroe County, it's Sheraton Valley Electric. Brian Stilley and his crew down there, got to say, Bill Flav, he'll be out there and make sure that you haven't bypassed your meter. I want to give a shout-out to Bill and Lisa at Sheraton Valley Electric and Quality Ag, respectively. Also, Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, wishing Joe Kroll a speedy recovery there at First Iowa State Bank. I want to thank Harold Trailer Sales, Pepsi Cola, and Mahaska Bottling Company, the Penn Central Mall, my great team down there at Quality Ag Service, the Tech text line sponsor, Southern Iowa Technologies, along with William Penn University and Zapdos Spraying Service. It's been a great deal so far, but the real excitement is going to come tonight when we see Matthew Lewis take the mat at 106 pounds, and we'll have nonstop excitement until Aiden Reeves steps off the mat for our initial Class 2A championship matches.
It's going to be nonstop action until that 285-pounder walks off of there, because, you know, it's just such a neat thing, the grand march, the standing on the podium, the three Centerville Hall of Fame inductees, and we'll find out if Aiden Reeves can win the Dan Gable Award. I mean, just a lot of things happening tonight, and I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. We're going to kick it back to the station. You guys are going to get your fill of that classic country sound. Russ Oker, you got any parting thoughts for us here after we have completed these medal matches? The medals have been awarded in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. You know who are 3rd through 8th, and now we're going to find out who the champions are tonight.
All I can say is it's been a lot of fun so far, and we've just begun. The real fun starts tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, folks. We're kicking back to the station. Enjoy that classic country sound until you hear us back here tonight at 5:30 live from Wells Fargo Arena for Kevin Cochran, Russ Oker, Travis Zapital, and Joe Millage. It's Joe Sinclair signing off from Wells Fargo Arena. See you tonight.